Good morning, Red Rocks. Today is March 13th, 2023. Before we get to student shout-outs, what about that gala? An incredible evening was had by all, thanks to Colleen Bergen and Alex Steffen and their hardworking crew. You rock! You rock! And now, a couple of shout-outs to our students. Congratulations to our Artist of the Month, Madeline, and to Amelia, Brent, and Amelia, who will have their art displayed at the Jeffco Ed Center until April 4th. Another Jeffco art shout out to Kate Wheeler, our art teacher here at Red Rocks and at Leawood, who has a student featured as best in show in the Jeffco art show website. Congratulations as well to our fifth grade Battle of the Books team, the Corny Musketeers, who placed third in the district, which is a new level of achievement. Way to go. The battle was intense. And our final shout out is for our student council and our community who raised $1,260 for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. Well done. And here are this week's events. Tuesday, March 14th, is our school accountability meeting at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, March 15th, there will be a meeting for parents about growing and changing in the library at 5:30 p.m. This Friday, March 17th, is a teacher work day and there is no school for students. It's also St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day! St. Patrick's Day is celebrated annually on March 17th. The anniversary of St. Patrick's death in the 5th century. The Irish have observed this day as a religious holiday for over 1,000 years. On St. Patrick's Day, which falls during the Christian season of Lent, Irish families would traditionally attend church in the morning and celebrate in the afternoon. Lenten prohibitions against the eating of meat were lifted, and people would dance, drink, and feast on the traditional meal of Irish bacon and cabbage. Follow the link in the podcast description to learn more about St. Patrick's Day on the History Channel's website. We're halfway through March Book Madness, and the final four are posted on the library's website. The winners are The Book That Did Not Want to Be Read, Your Name is a Song, Wishes, and Potato Pants. I'm so glad to see so many of you enjoying these great book selections. Our top three classes this week are Mrs. Peters' class in first place, followed by Mrs. Lee in second place, and Mr. Austin in third place. Keep reading, keep having fun, and keep voting. The new links are on the library's webpage. And now here are some thoughts from our first graders on the book Wishes, written by Muan Tai Van.
My favorite part of Wishes is I wish we didn't need to wish any more. I thought Wishes was sad because you had to leave a parent or grandparent or a child on the long and sad journey.
My favorite part of Wishes is when she says, "You can help me make this wish come true," because it makes me cry.
I like Wishes because it is calm and it is sad and it has rhyming words.
It was sad because the dad could have died and the kids got the dad so much more than their friends, and that's very good sort of because he's part of their family. And yeah.
And here are a couple more presidential biographies from first grade.
Lyndon B. Johnson was born on August 27, 1908. He always dreamed of becoming president. He went on to become the 36th president of the United States. During his presidency, he worked to help those in need. He signed the Civil Rights Act to protect people against discrimination. President Johnson changed America for the better.
The president I researched is Jimmy Carter. Jimmy served 8 years in the U.S. Navy. Jimmy decided to become president because he did not agree with segregation. Jimmy continued to fight for human rights and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. In conclusion, Jimmy was a very good president.
William Jimmy was the 25th president of the United States. He was born in 1843 and was the seventh of nine children. William was the Civil War hero who fought against slavery. After being a governor for Ohio, he became president in 1896. William is most known for leading the U.S. to win the Spanish-American War in 1898. William made Hawaii our 50th state. In 1901, William was assassinated and America was very sad for its loss of its leader.
Thank you for joining us for the latest and greatest from our Red Rock students. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, here is the traditional Irish blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. R-O-C-K, you rock, you rock.